Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel like you have no confidence? Well, today I'm going to explain why that's not true and how you can build it. And make sure you stay until the end because I'm going to give you an additional bonus tip. Now, if you are someone who has really considered creating a podcast, and I know there are because lots of people have reached out to me about it a lot of the time, then check out my free podcast training where I'm going to use my experience of really growing a podcast, impacting on many people's lives, growing my business, that I'm going to share three secrets with you in. So you can find that free training in the description below. Now, why did I decide to talk about confidence? Well, of course, I'm going to talk about confidence. It's a self-esteem and confidence mindset. But why did I decide to talk about this specific subject on when people say they have no confidence? Well, it's because I was reflecting on it earlier when I remember when I've been in meetings and I thought, I don't have a, particularly in the workplace, in the corporate setting, and I thought, I've got no confidence. Like, not, I didn't think I had no confidence, but it's like, I don't feel confident here. But yeah, I'd feel confident in other areas of my life. And just thought I'd say this because your brain can quite easily go, oh, I've got no confidence in this situation. I have no confidence. And you've got to be very careful about the words you say. And I caught myself, when I catch myself saying, oh, I don't feel so confident about this situation, I realize it's just because I haven't skilled myself or learned as much in that area as I have other areas. So for example, people hear me, they see me on podcasts, they say, Johnny, you're a very confident podcaster. And yes, that's because I do 5 episodes a week, every single week for like the last 2 years. Well, not been doing 5 episodes a week for 2 years, but I've been podcasting for just over 2 years now. And I've been on videos for longer than that. So the fact I do like 5 episodes a week, and I've been doing that for a long time, a few months at least, since I introduced doing 5 episodes a week, you know, that makes me quite confident because I'm doing it over and over again. And I become more confident because of the skill. But there are certain situations in my life where if you ask me to do it, I wouldn't be so confident. For example, if you ask me to get in a rocket and go to space, as usual, my imagination's just going crazy. Which would be awesome. I wouldn't feel very confident about being an astronaut. I haven't had any kind of training. Or a Formula One racer. I'd be like, no confidence for this. But does that mean like I've got no confidence in life? No. But it's a bit like when someone comes up and says, I've got no confidence. It's that doesn't make sense to me. It's like confidence in what? So don't let your brain generalize that you've got no confidence. Now, you could be confident tying up your shoe. You could be confident brushing your teeth. And those little things, you think, those things don't matter. Well, they just demonstrate that you have got skills in certain areas. And guess what? Skills can be developed in anything. But if we keep telling ourselves, we're not going to be confident in something and hold ourselves back, then we won't become confident in it. Confidence comes from when you do things over and over again. And this especially comes when you do things you're fearful of. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. So here's a few things you can really get started on if you want to get confident in a particular area of your life, or just feel a general sense of self-belief and trust in yourself. And confidence is a word for trust. Now, self-confidence is trust in yourself in general. So if you want to increase that self-confidence, okay, here are 3 things you can do. The first one is list out what you've achieved in your life, like anything, small things, anything. Just get them down on paper because that's presenting to yourself that you can be confident in certain things. The second point is think of something which was a real challenge. When you get those things down, start circling the things that were a real challenge that you thought, I'm never going to be confident in this. I'm never going to be able to do this. So for example, passing a driving test, you may or may not relate to this. Maybe you've passed a driving test, or, you know, doing our shoelaces, as I was talking about earlier, when you may have been like 4 or 5 years old, and I'm not ever assuming everyone's done all of my examples, of course, but tying your shoelaces, for example, if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that in life, obviously I know there's certain circumstances where people may not have shoes or feet, but if you in life you've done your shoelaces, you're probably at 5 years old, there was this, oh, this is so hard, ah. But being a kid, you probably have more persistence before the limiting beliefs came in, okay? So think of something really, really hard that you've overcome in your life. And therefore, really pay attention to that, because that shows you've done it before. We're trying to get your brain thinking about things you've overcome even, and the things you've achieved, because then it'll direct your brain away from thinking about the things you haven't managed to be as successful in. And everyone, you know, slips up and doesn't manage to achieve what they wanted to at some point in their life, if not many points. And that's, you know, if you want to progress in life, you're going to have to go out there and face the risk of something going wrong. Okay. And then the third thing I want you to look at is praise, 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 praise. I keep bang on about this all day. Praise yourself. If you don't praise yourself, you're just being ridiculous, to be honest. I'm just going to be straight to that point and say that I've said this to clients before. I say this to people time and time again. Not to praise yourself is quite frankly ridiculous. Criticizing yourself is even more ridiculous. Giving yourself good constructive feedback, now that's sensible. That's a logical thing to do. But if you're, you know, it can be a conscious, an unconscious thing you're doing of criticizing yourself because it's such a habit. But if you're recognizing that and you're doing nothing about it, that is ridiculous. Like it is not doing anyone any favors if you're not praising yourself and you're criticizing yourself instead. And when we praise ourselves, it's a bit like when someone else praises you, you feel good. But who has complete control over praising you? You do. So therefore, you can praise yourself for everything and praise yourself for every little thing, okay? I study, I role model a lot of confidence, and those people who really, really hold and own their belief in themselves are always celebrating small wins. They're always praising themselves. Like, you could go to the gym, praise yourself for that. And it's telling your brain to do more of something when you praise yourself. You could help someone out. You could create a podcast episode. Just keep praising yourself over and over again for as many things in your day as possible, because that's really going to build up your confidence and get you away from that, oh, I don't have confidence in anything. It'll help you build up skills a lot quicker if you keep praising yourself rather than criticizing yourself. Imagine, let's use a bit of an analogy. So say you wanted to become a tennis player. I don't know. Again, I let my imagination just pick for me. Say you want to become a tennis player. You get a coach. There's two different coaches you can have. The first one, when you're practicing and you're a complete beginner, but you really wanting to try it. And the coach goes to you, you're pathetic, you're useless, you're hopeless, give up now. Are you more likely to continue? No, you might be very if you didn't have much belief in yourself. No, you probably would give up. But also, if you perhaps didn't have much belief in yourself and you had this other coach who was like, you're doing awesome, well done, you know, you're giving your best, you're getting there, keep going, I'm here to support you. Would you be more likely to continue? Yes, of course you would. I hope you're answering anyway right now. That's the same with yourself. You are those two coaches you could be. You could be the tennis coach who shouts at yourself and therefore holds you back and you don't have much confidence in it, so you give up. Or you could be that coach that tells you, you're awesome, keep going. You know, it's going to be challenging, but I'm here to support you. And I believe in you. I have faith in you. Which coach are you going to be? It's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as that. If you're choosing to be the coach that criticizes your own self, it is not, I'm so passionate about this, it is not acceptable to attack and criticize yourself. It is not acceptable. And to be honest, other people are not a fan if you keep criticizing yourself either. I, to be honest, wouldn't like to hang out with someone who is constantly getting on their own back. I'd obviously give them a push in the right direction, but at the end of the day, it's only them can change. Only they can change. So think about it. Praise yourself. Give yourself that credit. Start reflecting on all the things you've done, because you don't want to go through life criticizing yourself, putting yourself down all the time. If you don't stop criticizing yourself and generalizing, I've got no confidence, what's going to happen? I've been there. I've been there in the past. I've been there when I've like been really pulling myself down. Oh, I was rubbish. Like I'd be like, oh, I was hopeless in cricket today, like at school. And I'd be like, I'm useless at everything. Everything? Really? No. But that was, you know, the teenage version of myself. It was very self-critical. So what are you going to do? Okay, ask yourself that today. Now, as I mentioned, I'm going to be running some free podcast training to really help you to start and then scale a podcast. And as I mentioned, I'm going to use my own experience and share free secrets with you. So if you're someone who wants to increase their confidence in their podcasting, I'm going to give you the technical side. I'm going to give you the strategic side. I'm going to give you the confidence. I can give you that. And I'm going to give free tips on that. So all you've got to do to get access to that free training is click in the description below. I'll speak soon. Okay. My final tip is model someone else. If you want to get really confident in something, model someone successful, because that's really going to speed up the process. Success leaves clues, as Jim Rohn says. And if you can model someone else, their beliefs and their strategy, you can really, really improve your confidence. So thank you for listening. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating so we can reach more people and boost the lives of other people. Thank you so much if you've done this already. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.